Well, Australia's vaccine rollout is accelerating, with the local manufacturer of AstraZeneca's drug set to be producing 1 million doses a week from next month. But there's concern about a perception problem with the AstraZeneca product after early questions about its efficacy, which are now outdated. Medical experts are urging Australians to have a rethink based on strong new efficacy data. Meanwhile, the government is insisting it is on track to meet its targets to vaccinate us all by October. Helen Frost reports.
Australia is gearing up to roll out the locally produced Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. More than 1 million doses are packed and ready to be released by the end of the month. Christopher Larkins is the Senior Vice President overseeing CSL's local manufacturing and says mass production is on track.
We're probably well past the 15 million dose mark in terms of the bulk vaccine. Now, that is sitting in freezers at minus 80 degrees. We've now started thawing that to produce the filled finished vials. And we started 2 weeks ago and we're well over the million dose mark already.
He told a Senate committee into the government's response to COVID-19 the Therapeutic Goods Administration will approve the vaccine and then AstraZeneca will give the final seal of approval. Health Minister Greg Hunt is hoping the country's rollout will be sped up.
It may be possible to bring forward the commencement of Phase 1B for our health workers, for example. That's one proposal which has been put forward by one of the states, given the level of AstraZeneca doses.
It comes after doubts were raised about the AstraZeneca vaccine. South Africa stopped its rollout last month after a study showed it only offered minimal protection against mild to moderate cases. But over in the United Kingdom, two new studies have shown vaccination programs are resulting in a sharp drop in hospitalisations. Health Secretary Matt Hancock is keen to highlight the apparent success of the AstraZeneca vaccine developed with Oxford University.
A single shot of either the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine or of the Pfizer vaccine works against severe infection among the over 70s with a more than 80% reduction in hospitalisations. This is extremely good news. In fact, the detailed data show that the protection that you get from catching COVID 35 days after a first jab is even slightly better for the Oxford jab than for Pfizer. Albeit, both results are clearly very strong.
There's been some confusion over the efficacy of the AstraZeneca jab in Australia. But Associate Professor of Medicine at ANU, Sanjaya Senanayake, believes the product is getting a bad rap.
I think part of the issues around AstraZeneca is because we've been somewhat spoiled by the amazing results of Pfizer and Moderna. If you look at AstraZeneca with the 12-week delay between the two doses, they're looking at 82%, which is really good.
The professor says another issue behind the negative image was that the initial trial only included a small sample size of older people, less than 500. So there wasn't clear enough data. But now the rollout has expanded, experts are seeing better results.
So we've got data from Scotland that older people who've been vaccinated with the AstraZeneca vaccine, we were seeing a 94% reduction in hospitalisation. They also saw very good results with the Pfizer vaccine, so it is doing very well. This is real-life data.
The jab has even seen slightly lower side effects than Pfizer, which could help improve take-up.
Helen Frost with that report. And we've learned tonight that the Defence Force will help deliver the vaccines in aged care across the country and then later help also in regional and remote areas.